Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is A God Who Loves Us First. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A God Who Loves Us First, written and read by Lynette Kittle. We love because He first loved us. 1 John 4:19. It's pretty irresistible to be loved for no apparent reason and for nothing we've done on our own. Love poured out freely has a way of reaching and touching our hearts in a way that's hard to explain. It's why people love the thought of love at first sight, where there aren't any qualifications or background needed up front to determine if one is worth loving. Like meeting someone who just seems to love us from the start, without our having to earn their favor or work for it, it's very welcoming and inviting. Animals seem to have the gift of loving us first, too, as who can resist a pet's affection when an animal is drawn to them? It's almost impossible to stay aloof for very long, especially from a living, breathing creature who seems to adore us. God understands how loving us first has the power to draw even the most reluctant sinner to His side. He knew, too, that we wouldn't be able to love Him on our own because of sin's barrier within us, so He initiated love. John 3:16 describes the extent of His love for us. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Sometimes we think, in the Apostle Peter fashion, that we would have loved Jesus regardless of whether or not He loved us first. But it's just not true. Sin holds us back from being able to love God first. We needed Him to be the one who reached out to us. Sadly, love has taken on many meanings, most of which look nothing like having the love that comes from God, but rather are counterfeit imitations that fall short. What many think of love today is rather a lustful emotion that is selfish and self-serving. But the love that comes from God is patient, kind, not self-seeking or easily angered. It doesn't keep account of wrongs against it or take pleasure in evil, but rejoices in truth, bearing all things, believing all things, hoping all things, and enduring all things. Most importantly, God's love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 8. In my attempt to love others first, I stepped out of my comfort zone to love individuals who seemed very unhappy and pretty difficult to be around. It's not because I like a challenge, but because it's what I thought God would want me to do. Although it wasn't at all easy for me and took lots of effort on my part, I'm glad to have trusted God enough to make the first move. Knowing it's a start of expressing His love to them and that He can work through my small attempts to draw them closer to Himself. As well, I've often thought, if that person were me, what would I hope someone who knows God would do for me? Even more so, God's love saves us. Romans 5:8 explains, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Even when humans were incapable of loving him on our own, God stepped in and provided a way of salvation for us through his Son, Jesus Christ. As 1 John 4:10 describes, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, we not only receive freedom from our debt of sin, but we also receive freedom from the fear of death and new life, everlasting life. John 11:25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. Intersecting faith and life. Ask God to help you love others the way he loves us. Be open to reaching out first to individuals who may seem aloof and uninterested in getting to know you, even if it means risking rejection from them. Choose to love others, even if they don't appear to love you back. Further reading, Love Begins With Us.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.